Oh, I'm so thrilled. I was so excited. I couldn't get the silly grin off my face for ages. It was brilliant. We've put in so much hard work over the last few months, so it's just lovely that it's all come together, and it's brilliant that that Hatfield's won. We really deserve it, so I'm really pleased.
What does this actually mean for Hatfield, then?
What it means is we get £100,000, and we also get a huge amount of support from the Department of Communities and Local Government. We get some support from Mary Portis and a whole range of other organisations as well, including various national associations and British councils. So we're going to get a lot of money to help us and also a lot of support, which is brilliant. What I really want to do now is start spending the money.
So how do we go about spending the money? Because obviously £100,000 isn't going to redevelop the town centre, is it?
No, it's not. And a lot of people have said that £100,000 isn't much, but actually when we looked at it, it's surprising what we can do with £100,000. The redevelopment obviously has been long awaited and is due to get going again in the autumn. One of the reasons we won the bid was we're trying to build on the fact that the redevelopment is going to go ahead, and we want to keep the town centre as vibrant as possible during that time. One of the main reasons that we won the bid was because we made it a community focus. Obviously, we want to increase business in the town, but one of the main things I hear throughout, you know, listening to people as a councillor, is that people just want the heart back in the town. They want to make it a vibrant place like it used to be, and that's what we plan to do with the money. We've been told that we should have it within the next couple of weeks, which is just brilliant. So we've already been working towards, you know, we knew the announcement was going to be made sometime soon. So we have been hopeful that we would win, and we've been putting together a bit of a plan on how we're going to implement that. So as soon as we get the money, or even before actually, we can get going on exactly what we're going to order, exactly, you know, where we're going to put things. What we want to do is a few themes that came out. We spoke to hundreds of people over the course of our sort of initial consulting period, and we had about 200 ideas overall, which boiled down to four themes. And those themes were around the market and revitalising the market. So a lot of the money we're going to spend on getting new stalls and enable people to have start-up businesses in the town much more easily, either through a stall or through some of our empty shop units that we've got. One of the biggest bits that I'm more excited about is the portable staging that we're getting, which not only will allow us to have bands in the town, but we can arrange it into any shape we want, and then we can have fashion shows as well. So I'm going to be busy helping the town centre coordinator put together a programme of events, which is really exciting. It will give people a reason to come into the town other than just for shopping.